Good morning.
You and I spoke earlier in the season, just when they came off that 16-game winning streak to start the season. And you know, we all knew this was a special team, but was there any inkling that they'd be making a Final Four run?
To be real honest with you, at the beginning of the season, and when I mean that, I'm talking about the summer, going into training camp, I thought that on paper it might be a team better built for next year to make this kind of a run. But as the season was unfolding, it became evident that this is a team that can score, has five guys on the floor, generally all of whom are capable of scoring, and at least four and sometimes five who are capable of making three-point shots. So they're a hard team to guard. They went through a tough stretch, but if they continue to improve defensively, you certainly wouldn't rule out a run like this. So not as surprising maybe this time around as it might have been in the 2000 season.
Yeah, they didn't sneak up on people this year like they did under Dick Bennett.
No, that team under Dick Bennett was a 500 team in the Big Ten. It got hot at the right time. But this Wisconsin team, you're right, it doesn't sneak up on people anymore. They finished fourth or better in the Big Ten every year under Bo Ryan. So at worst, I think everybody else, at least in the Big Ten, knows that Wisconsin is going to be a very hard team to beat. And this year, Terry, the schedule that the Badgers played, even before the Big Ten, the schedule was grueling. You play a team like Florida. You play a team like St. Louis. The annual game with Marquette. Green Bay had a very good team this season, and Wisconsin had to win up in Green Bay in a down-to-the-wire game. So I think this group has been tested more than most in college basketball, just looking at who was on the schedule. And I'm not even talking about the Big Ten, which was as deep as it maybe has ever been.
That was a few months ago, but could that experience serve them well this weekend?
Certainly can't hurt. You know, in a single elimination tournament, five bad minutes can cost you. But, you know, Kentucky has a ton of talent. But I just think given the schedule that Wisconsin has played, this group has been there before. The stage gets bigger, obviously, every step you go in this NCAA tournament. But the fact that they know that when they play at their best, they can beat anybody.
Head coach Bo Ryan has had a lot of success, especially in Platteville in Division III. What does this mean for him now to finally make it to this Final Four, to finally kind of get that monkey off his back, being the most successful coach in college basketball, not yet to make it to a Final Four?
No matter what line of work you're in, it's what your peers think. And I think if you survey the landscape of coaches before last Saturday night, their opinion of Bo would have been extremely high. The body of work, 700-plus wins, the Big Ten championships, the always high finishes in the Big Ten race, what he did at Platteville. I don't think if you survey his peers that they would tell you that he needs a Final Four to be, quote, validated.